This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'll close with this. Anne Morrow Lindbergh, in a book, Locked Rooms and Open Doors, writes about the power of love in your life and why we're to submit to one another in love. She said people talk about love like love is something you give to people like a bundle of flowers and you just throw them at somebody. Here's my love. And I love her observation. She said love enables you to do something else. When you love somebody, that love enables you to do things for that person. That love empowers you to be a blessing. It's not just something you say, it's something that you do. Question? What does your love enable you to do that you couldn't do without that love? What does love as a father, as a husband, enable you to do that you couldn't do on your own? What does love as a wife and mother, as a parent, enable you to do that you couldn't do on your own? I don't know why I'm sharing this story right now, because I didn't use it in the first two services, but it just came to my spirit to share it. One of the saddest, most shocking funerals I've ever done was a funeral for a man I didn't know his wife, but one of those funerals where the funeral director said, would you do the funeral for so-and-so? And I said, sure. Out at the cemetery, people are filing away. The man's wife was standing near the open grave there. His casket was on top of the equipment there that they used to lower the casket into the grave. And I'm just waiting for a private moment that people are saying goodbye to the widow and leaving one by one, going to their cars. And just about everybody was gone except the funeral director and a couple of people and myself. And I'm kind of standing behind to the side. And honest to goodness, here's what I heard her say. I don't know who she was saying it to, me or to whom, but she spoke out loud, looking at the casket of her husband, and she said, that man made every day of my life miserable. What do you say to that? You know, what do you add to that? Oh, that's nice. I mean, there's nothing you can say. This man made every day of my life miserable. And that really made an impression on me. Because here's why. When that time comes for you, may somebody say, that person made a difference in my life every day of my life. They were a blessing to my life. And the chances are, if that person can say that about you, I'm going to guess it's because you were willing to submit in cooperation. I'm going to guess you were willing to submit in serving. And my guess is you were a person who was willing to submit by honoring, place value on people. May it ever be true with you and me. I read all those verses just to talk about one verse. And somebody might say, well, man, you sure neglected a lot of material to talk about. No, I didn't. You get verse 21 right of chapter 5, the rest of it will fall together. I really believe that. When you decide, I'm going to submit to one another out of a reverence for Christ. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for this word today. The longest passage of scripture I've ever read, ever, in terms of just reading scripture publicly in a sermon. But today, that's it. But we're looking at verse 21. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Lord, may this speak to hearts today. And Lord, I just commit this message to you. You do what you want with it. Some may be offended. Others may say, oh, how outdated that passage is, how politically insensitive it is, how politically incorrect. But there's somebody saying, God, you spoke to me today. You spoke to our family today. You spoke to my spirit. Bless this decision time. If people need to come, need prayer, that's why we're here. That's what we're all about. In Jesus' name we pray.
Well, my friend, we can talk about submission all day, but if you've never submitted to Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life, something's missing. Something's incomplete. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.